beautiful spirits. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and live streaming online at WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. to give you tools and hopefully inspire you to live a better life, to discover and live from your highest self, your true self, and to find the peace and the joy that I know lives inside of you. WAIF, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airways to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect those of WAIF, its board of trustees, staff, or programmers. The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guest. Thank you so much for tuning in today for Inner Divinity, right here on 88.3 FM, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a metaphysical minister, teacher, and author with a master's in holistic psychology. And my co-host is the ever-vibrant sage woman, an ordained intuitive and shamanic priestess. Our goal each week is to give you tools that will help you live a happier and healthier life. If you want to feel more love or peace or joy in your life, or you want to help create it in the world, and you want a little inspiration to keep you focused on that journey, well, then you're in the right place. Our show, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m., is called Inner Divinity, and we focus here on spirituality rather than religion, because in spirit, we are all one. Whatever spiritual beliefs work for you that help you feel connected to the power that runs the universe, that gives each of us life eternal, and that lives inside each and every one of our hearts, well, we celebrate that divine spirit by whatever name it's called. We are both committed to knowing the eternal spirit of life itself and sharing with you how it can heal our bodies, our minds, our spirits. Spiritual growth is our passion here. We know that each person is a divinely created being with God-given free will and the potential power to rise up out of any pain or suffering. We know that because we've both done it, and we've watched countless others do it as well. All we ever really need to do to relieve suffering is to discover, to accept, and then release whatever it is that has blocked our conscious connection with that divine source of all life. You can call that God, Great Spirit, Goddess, Universal Spirit, or simply a higher power. In my experience, it doesn't matter what we call it, but it does matter greatly that we call on it. Because what blocks us is often unconscious, that is, below our current level of awareness, we need a power that is bigger than ourselves to begin releasing whatever those blocks are and to begin embracing our God-given birthright to feel whole, to feel happy, and to be at peace inside of ourselves. Both Sage and I have come up from those depths of despair and addiction and self-loathing, so we know it can be done. And we hope that you join us here every Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org to discover how you can raise yourself up and live the life you've longed to live. Feeling connected with our divine source, with divine power, and taking action from the deep, unconditional love that it offers, that lives right inside of us, that can and does heal every type of suffering. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, on what helps, on what really matters. We hope that you and all of your friends join us every week and discover that divine spirit alive and well inside of you. I know it's in you, because without it, you wouldn't be breathing. When spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, each of us carries that divine spark of life, along with the power and the love that it holds, right inside of us. And because of that inner divinity, we can make a choice. We can discover the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering that we've been participating in. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience love or peace or joy or wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of, the stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that living right inside of us. So we begin that journey each week on this show with a little music to uplift our spirits, to remind us of what is true and holy. There is also a Facebook page for this show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we'd love to hear from you on that page. Tell us what you'd like to hear on the show, send us your favorite music, and most importantly, tell us your story of growth and if you'd like to share it on the radio. We thank you so much for joining us every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m., and we hope you stay tuned today as we explore practical ways to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
Who are you? Child of light. ourselves as we are, we will be the change, for we are the change. Let us be the change.
Hello, all you beautiful spirits. That, of course, was Faith Rivera singing Standing as One as a Child of Light. When we truly accept who we are, then we live as we really, truly choose to live. For all of you who are just joining us, you are listening to 88.3 FM in Cincinnati. We're also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. The show is Inner Divinity, and we're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Either myself, Reverend Louisa Dyer, or my lovely co-host, Sage Woman. And we come here every week because there are so many ways that we can feel better about who we are. There are thousands, countless, really, ways for us to tap into the glory and the beauty and the divine essence of who we really and truly are. And it doesn't have anything at all to do with religion necessarily. It has to do with the spirit that is inside each and every one of us. And so every single week we come and we share with you things that we know, that we've seen other people use, or that we've used ourselves, or that we've used with other people to help wake up that sense of divinity inside ourselves, so that we can live happier, healthier lives. Because I don't know about you, but me and everybody I know, we want to feel good. We want to feel happy and healthy and at peace with ourselves. And so often we just don't, because that's not what our culture has focused on. That's not what we have been raised or trained in our society to have as a priority. And so we don't. And so it's important, I think, to find ways to uplift our spirits, to put our personality, if you will, in touch with that deeper aspect of ourselves that you can call your soul or your spirit or your higher self, whatever you call that divine energy that keeps the whole universe running. I call it God or Goddess or universal flow. Regardless of what you call it, it lives inside of you and me and everyone and everything, or nothing would be living. And so I am really, really happy to be with you here today and to share some incredible music with you. I am going to interview Faith Rivera sometime soon. She has just agreed to that, but we haven't set a date yet. But I will keep you posted on that. If you don't know who Faith Rivera is, you will by the end of the show. She is a musician, a singer. She makes the most incredible music, and probably my favorite music video of all time is one she made many years ago called Kumbaya, and I will play that song for you before this day is over. And the whole song is about how you think it is for you, then so it will be. It says that in the Christian Bible. It says that in every spiritual tradition that I've studied in one way or another. As ye believe, so it will be done unto you. And that's really what that song, Kumbaya, that Faith recorded and did a video, just amazing. If you want to look that up on YouTube, I think you'd probably really enjoy it. So that's really what I want to focus on here today, is playing you some music by Faith Rivera, because if you haven't heard it, it is a treat that I think you're really, really going to enjoy. We're going to start out with this song I was telling you about, Kumbaya, and I really hope you listen to the words. You know, the song starts out that if you come from need, then need will be the seed of your story. But if you come from faith, then everything will be great. And that's kind of the basis of this show. So this is from Faith's album, Faith Groove, Kumbaya. Enjoy. I'll see you back in a moment. all that you think, say, or do shapes the world with your truth. That's just the way of it. No matter what spiritual tradition or religious tradition you follow, somewhere in the teaching, it will tell you that very same thing. You create what you experience by your perception. So if you think a certain way, then that is going to color everything that you experience. If you think a different way, you will experience different things because your perception is what is controlling what and how you are experiencing. It's a very fascinating study when you look at it from a scientific perspective, which is what I have done most of my life. But it's fun, too. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Inner Divinity. We are here on 88.3 every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, talking about all the different ways there is to wake ourselves up, all the ways there are. Hey, I went to college to learn to speak like that. And what we're doing today is featuring the music of Faith Rivera. She is an amazing musician. She has quite a few albums out. That song we just heard was from her Faith Groove album. And I'm going to play you another song from that album right now. Enjoy. Let your light shine and show the world the beauty of you. Isn't that wonderful? For all you beautiful spirits who are just joining us, this is Reverend Louisa Dyer. Our show is Inner Divinity, and today I am featuring the music of Faith Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A. She has tons of stuff on YouTube, and she's made many, many albums. She plays a lot at the Center for Spiritual Living all over the world. She is from Hawaii, and I think now she lives in California. And her music is so uplifting and inspiring that I spoke with her recently, and I'm going to do an interview of her on the show and hear how she came from, you know, being a pop singer and turning that into this very wonderful spiritual path, because all of her music is about uplifting the spirit and the soul, and how by the way you think and the way you behave, you can literally raise your consciousness. And she does that through music. And we are so blessed to have her in the world. I have heard her music for so long now, and every time, it's you can dance to it, you can meditate to it. It's really, really just, I can't say enough good things about Faith. So I'm going to play another song for you. And really listen to the words, and I'll be back in a moment and we'll chat a little bit about it.
Of everything you think you need to control. control, for everything goes away. Let everything wash away. The power of love.
Always present, and that's where power always resides, is in the present moment. I think she studied Eckhart Tolle around the same time that I did, and this comes straight from that book he wrote called The Power of Now. I've actually done a couple of shows on that book and the principles in it, and also Eckhart Tolle's book after that, which was called A New Earth, that Oprah did the 10-week video series on. But this song that Faith writes about the power of now, the music, I think, really takes you into the flow that happens when you get present, just focused on now, not thinking about the past, not thinking about the future, just being present with every breath as it's happening in the moment. That's where the point of power always is. Every time I hear this song, it reminds me of one day I was, right after I had read Eckhart Tolle's book, A New Earth, and I was really, really consciously practicing being present in the moment. And it's a pretty blissful way to live, and I love it when I can do it. But I had been very diligently committed to this practice for a few weeks. And I was driving one day, just in a state of bliss, just being very, very present. And my ego had been objecting to this practice of being present, you know, more so some days than others. But this particular day I was driving, and all of a sudden I can hear my ego say, "What are you doing? You're crazy. You can't just be blissed out all the time. You need to be focused and you need to be figuring things out. You can't just be driving along in bliss. You need to be paying attention and noticing and figuring." And it was so funny because I was just listening, watching to my ego doing this. And while it was trying to convince me that I needed to be in the ego and thinking, rather than just being present, because it wasn't safe otherwise, this car comes flying at me from the left, straight at my driver's side door, and presence just moves the wheel so that I get out of the way and then come back onto, you know, I like went way over to the right and then came back into this middle of the road. Wasn't upset, there was no drama. I just moved out of the way of this car and then back. And it was like presence was just showing ego that presence can handle it. Presence will handle whatever happens. I don't have to be hypervigilant. The ego doesn't have to be figuring and planning every moment. It's like planning is an activity. And I can sit down and plan and be very present with planning. But unless that's what I'm doing, to just be present with this moment is enough. Presence will handle whatever happens. And it was one of the first times when I actually heard my ego shut up. It was hilarious because presence just saw the car coming, moved us out of the way. Ego didn't even notice it. It was so busy yakking at me about why I needed it instead of just being present. And the ego almost was like, "Huh, okay." And it shut up. And I got to just enjoy being present for a while. I love that. Anyway, if you are just joining us, my name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a metaphysical minister and have done holistic counseling for many, many years. I have a master's degree in psychology, and I love my life. And we do this show here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, Sage Woman and I, because both of us know that suffering is optional, that we do not have to stay stuck in whatever our pain has been. I have been to hell and back, and to heaven and back, for that matter, so many times. And so has Sage. And we do this show because we want people to know that just because you've been to hell doesn't mean you have to stay there. And just because you're stuck in this moment doesn't mean you have to stay stuck. And if you feel great right now, that's wonderful. Know how to get back in this place when you don't. Because as long as we're humans, we're going to be moving back and forth between not feeling so great and maybe feeling okay, or feeling even great or even better, blissful. It's the human condition. But we can feel better and better and better. We do not have to live lives of misery. And that's why I do this show and why Sage does it every week. And we are so thankful for all the people who have supported this show. We, of course, are public radio and count on the support of all of our listeners. And we couldn't do the show if people didn't support us and keep us on the air. So to all those people who contributed to make that happen, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, because we love being here. And I'm going to play another favorite tune of mine from Faith Rivera. This is, I think, from her second album. I'm not sure. It's called Peace Jam, and it's really the way I feel about it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Talking about that peace. That's right. Set your spirit free, y'all.
If we wanna make a change, be the change we seek. If we get this thing called love, turn the other cheek, spin the world all upside down. Maybe then we'll see another way to be. If we're gonna have this dream, wake to make it real. If I'm marching for some peace, start at home with me. If we soothe the war inside to bring some harmony, we're the point where it begins. Shanti Amani, Pache Shalom.
Talking about that peace.
Judgment Day, time for us to choose. We can win together now, but separately we'll lose. Given to the doubt and fear, we'll show that heaven's here. With every word we say, with every move we make, with every breath we take. Shanti Amani, Pache Shalom.
Talking about
peace, love, and fun, till the work of peace is done.
Yeah.
song always reminds me that no matter what's going on, no matter what kind of storm might be going on in my life, the sun is always shining. And I can remember that, and it's where faith comes from, and it's where, you know, getting through the tough times comes from, is knowing that there might be clouds right now in front of that sun, but that doesn't make the sun go away. The sun is always there. And when those clouds move, then I'm going to feel that sun again. And the clouds always move. And there are lots and lots of things that I can do to help clear those skies, because those skies are really my perception. Ugh, that song really wakes me up to that reality, that God, love, life, it's always shining. It's just whether I'm a sun catcher or not. I love that. I said a while ago that we are a public-supported radio station and was really grateful for all the people who have supported this show, Inner Divinity. And because we are a public-supported radio, we support the community in return. And so we're going to take a moment now and tell you about a couple of things going on so that you can participate and you can be informed. And one of the things I want to let you know before we give you the public service announcements is that you can underwrite this show. And what underwriting means is it's a way to get your business information to our incredible listeners. Underwriting is unbelievably affordable. You wouldn't even believe me if I told you how inexpensive it really is to get your business information to our listeners. So if you would like to underwrite Inner Divinity and get your message out to those who are listening to our show, then either Sage or myself would be more than happy to walk you through the underwriting process. You can also underwrite any show that you would like to on WAIF, and you can call the wonderful people who specialize in that here at WAIF for any other show, and they can walk you through that underwriting process. And let's tell you about a few things going on in the community now so that you will be well informed. I think Sage is going to do that. Take that away, Sage. Thank you so much for those announcements. I want to play another song by Faith. It's called Women of Today. I'm doing this in honor of my incredible co-host, Sage Woman, and myself, and all the incredible women that make this world a better place. I am so thankful for the powerful, strong role models that I have in this world, spiritually, emotionally, politically. I mean, women of today are amazing, and I'm so tickled that Sage wrote a song for all of us. So enjoy. Oh, Sage. Sage didn't write this song. Faith is doing the song. Faith Rivera, Women of Today.
Strong.
Oh my, that song gives me such good chills. A toast to the women of today. That was Faith Rivera, and I believe that was from her Sundance album. We always close out the show with a song by Faith Rivera called God Is, and I will be doing that again today. But before we end today, I just want to again thank everybody for joining us. We always have such a good time when we're here with you, and ask you to stick around if you like disco music especially, because at the top of the hour, 3 o'clock, Dave and Disco World will be on, and they always have a great show, have a lot of people in the studio, and it's a lot of fun. And want to let you know that we will be back here next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern as usual. And we would love to hear from you. And you can get in touch with us all kinds of different ways. You can find Sage easily on Facebook as Sage Woman. You can also find her through her website, which is Connecting with the Goddess Within. You can find me on Facebook, although it's a little bit harder because it's Holistic Intuitive Services, which is a hard thing for people to remember. But if you just go to my website, which is easy, louisadyer.com, then that's a good way to get in touch with me, and you can go straight to my Facebook page from there. There is a free higher self-guided meditation on my website that you are invited to download if you would like some assistance in getting grounded and centered in your own being. There are also all the archived shows over probably a good 3 or more years worth at this point. Any topic imaginable, we have probably covered it on this show. So if you are finding yourself in need of some encouragement or inspiration, or you just want to know more about a particular book or a particular spiritual practice, or maybe some energy, the chakras, Sage has been doing incredible shows on the various energies associated with the chakras and how to use those for healing. We have covered just about every topic that you can imagine. So we would invite you to go to the archived shows on my website, louisadyer.com, under the radio part, and you can find all the shows. The most current shows are at the bottom of the page, so you just need to scroll down. We hope you do that. We also really hope that you connect with one or both of us on Facebook. The show has a Facebook page by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And we really would love to hear your personal story. I think that is one of the most empowering things that we can do for one another, is share the story of how we came from wherever we were to wherever we are now. Because it helps each of us to hear that that path is possible. It's always, always possible to rise up and be in a more conscious, more awake, more aware, happier, healthier state of being. It's always possible. It takes a decision. It takes willingness. It takes some courage. And we can all do it. And the way and the reason we can all do it, I'm going to let Faith tell you about in this last song. It's because God is where you are. You are in God and God is in you. And I'm going to let Faith tell you all about it. See you back here next week. I've had a great time. Hope you have too. Ciao.
Where I am, God is. Where I stand, God is standing strong. Where I breathe, God is breathing life in and out and through me. As me, where I see, joy lifts my feet. Where I live, beauty's flowing free. doubt. God is the faith in me. Where I cry, God is the comfort there. Where I seek, God is the answer. Here and now, forever and ever and ever. Where I speak, truth is, where